it's a great step forward. One or two individuals have actually caused us the loss of several eagles, but we'd still stress that the vast majority of people are not using poison, but the people who have broken the law in the past will now face very stiff penalties if they are caught.
Given the remoteness of the West Donegal area, particularly around about Glenveagh and Errigal there, where the eagles will be flying, is there a way of tracking down who is laying this poison?
It is a very difficult problem or crime to solve. As you say, people can use poison in remote areas. The Department of Agriculture have suggested that people who do use poison and are found to use poison would be in breach of the single farm payment. We've attached a number of satellite tags to eagles this year, and we hope that that will act as a deterrent for any individuals outside of the county who might be using poison, because some of our birds releasing Glenveagh are now travelling quite far and wide.
Is there any evidence that since it's gone into the public domain, the incidence of poisoning has diminished?
Not really. We won't know that maybe till next spring. We've had a huge number of incidents detected this year in particular, so it'll really be next spring to see if anything changes. I suppose what is becoming apparent as well is that actually the Department of Agriculture in November 2008 themselves decreed that there was no poison available for killing foxes and crows. We accept that there needs to be a lot more awareness on this matter and maybe finding alternatives such as shooting or trapping of foxes and crows where they are causing damage.